Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I say it each and every week. I am so glad to have you here. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen to the previous episodes that we have recorded on this podcast. We talk about so many things, and honestly, one of the coolest things on this podcast is that I've interviewed some of your peers. Yes, kids your age. I have interviewed, and they just share their experiences on what it's like to be a kid, some of the cool things that they love to do, and so many more things. So I know you'll learn a lot from that. If you get an opportunity, feel free to go back to listen to those episodes and be sure you take some good notes because it is a lot of fun content on those episodes. Of course, if you are a new listener here, thank you for, or I say new, I already said new. If you are a regular listener, that means that you are returning back again. Thank you for joining us. You know I appreciate you. It lets me know that I'm doing something right every time you return to the podcast. So you know the drill. You can always go back and listen to previous episodes whenever you get ready. You know how to take notes because you have been hanging out with us for months or, you know, now years. And you know exactly what you need to do when it comes to listening and learning. So thank you for returning. Let's get this party started, you guys. I hope you all are doing well, just like I said earlier. If you have your Listen and Learn notebook, you can go ahead and pull that out. If you are a new listener and you do not have a Listen and Learn notebook, feel free to jump into the show notes or have your parents jump into the show notes. The link is there where they can purchase one for you on Amazon. Now, if you don't have one, there's no worries at all. You can definitely use a regular notebook, paper, sticky notes, whatever you like to write down these cool and awesome things that we're going to be talking about today. And another thing I want to share with you new listeners and also remind you regular listeners of is that if for any reason you need to pause this podcast once we start taking notes, okay? And once I start talking about the cool tips that I'm going to share with you about the topics that we're going to be discussing today, feel free to pause and write down whatever you need to write down. And then we will go from there once you unpause, okay? You can do that as many times as you like or as few times as you like, all right? So let's jump right in. So last week it was a review, you know, for you regular listeners. You guys know what reviews are like. I hope you had an opportunity to go back and choose your favorite episode, your least favorite episode, study that, learn more about it. If you decided to take the week off, that was great too. But I hope you had an opportunity to go back and listen to the previous episodes because, you know, as you know, there is so much valuable content there. And sometimes you need a refresher, which is why periodically I like to do those refresher and review podcast episodes. Okay, so I hope you guys got a kick out of that and I hope you learned something more or something new from the episodes that you listened to, okay? Now, this week we have a different topic. It's a fun one, okay? It's really geared towards siblings. So if you are a child and you're a single child and you don't have a brother or a sister, this is still great for you to listen to, but you can kind of kick back and relax and just enjoy the content. There is something that I'm going to say later down the line, and I'm going to direct it towards you if you do not have a sibling, because I want you to be able to relate to the content that we're talking about today. So, siblings, our topic for today is love your brothers and your sisters, okay? Now, hold on, guys. Hold on. I know you're probably like, ew, gross, no way. I'm not going to love my brother, or I'm not going to love my sister. There's no way that will ever happen. Brothers have cooties. Sisters have cooties. I just don't want to do it. Well, guys, brothers and sisters don't have cooties as much as you guys probably want to think that they don't. They're a ton of fun, and I'm going to tell you why and why you should love your brother and your sister. Now, to have a sibling, that term sibling, as a matter of fact, for you much younger listeners, that's just your brother if you are a girl, or your sister if you are a boy, okay? So that is your sibling. That's the person that you see every day, most likely. You hang out every day, most likely. And so, for those of you who don't have siblings, if you have a friend, I should say, if you have like a best friend, a best sister friend, or a best brother friend, you can think about that closest friend as your sibling, you know, as your bestie. But one of the things about having a sibling, a biological blood sibling, or whether you have a step sibling or adopted sibling or half sibling, whatever your situation in your blended family may be, having a sibling is like having a built-in best friend. I have siblings, and I love each and every one of my siblings. And it's like having a built-in best friend. We can call each other, we can text each other, we can talk with one another, we can share our thoughts, our positive thoughts, and our positive ideas with one another. It is a ton of fun. And so it's really like having a built-in best friend, you know? And I want you all to keep that in mind. Now, earlier you heard me joke about siblings having cooties and not being, you know, your favorites or whatever. But it's so important for you to love your sibling. Make sure that they are okay, all right? Do positive things for them. Let them know that you are on their team, I should say. You are all for them. Let them know how much you love them, how important they are in your life. Let them know that you are available for them to listen to them and to learn from them and to grow with them as well. Some people don't have siblings, so they can't relate. They may be an only child, and that might not be very fun for them. And they may dream of having a sibling, but if you do have a sibling, it is one of the coolest things that you can have. And again, if you don't have a sibling, look at your best friend and say, hey, I consider you a sister. Or I consider you a brother. Even though you're my bestie, I feel really close to you. And that is a good thing as well. I know that oftentimes twins and triplets and quadruplets and quintuplets, that is a set of brothers, sisters, brothers and sisters, a combination of brothers and sisters, whatever the case may be. And I know a lot of times they are really close because they were born on the same day and really close in time. And so if you have a twin or a triplet, I'm sure you're very close to them, and I know you probably love them even more. But regardless of whether you have a sibling and you're not a twin or a triplet, it's really important for you to embrace your sibling and love them and learn more about them as well. The things that they like, the things that they dislike. So learn those things so you will know how to respect them as you all maneuver through your household. Now, one of the things here I have is that what happens when you argue with your sibling, or you have a fight, if it comes to that, with your sibling and you guys don't think you're good friends, what can you do to resolve those problems? Well, like I said before, we do have episodes on how to problem solve and work through things. It might be a bit difficult if you're in the same house with your sibling and one of you guys get mad at the other and you run into your room and you don't know what to say. You slam your door, you get very angry, you might call them mean names. How do you find the soft spot? Okay, how do you find that soft spot and say, hey, you know what? I really do need to make the best choices with my sibling. I need to let them know that I love them. I may have said something that might have hurt their feelings, and I need to go talk with them about that. So this goes back again to other episodes that we've talked about in the past. Give the person space, okay? Whether that's a friend, if it is a sibling, give that person time to breathe, time to process, and time to calm down. Then I want you to say, hey, can I talk with you for a minute? Or if you feel like you can't approach them, ask your parents and let your parents know, I would like to talk to my sister, or I would like to talk to my brother. Will you help me with that, please? Go to them calmly. If you were in the wrong, let them know. I am so sorry that I did this, or I am so sorry that I said this. And if they wronged you, if they were in the wrong, talk to them and let them know that they hurt your feelings. Okay? It's so important. And I always say, if you are the person that hurts someone's feelings, calm yourself down and be that bigger person that goes to them and expresses an apology so that they will feel comfortable with being around you again. Because again, you guys live in the same house. We can't be mad forever, right? You can't be mad at your sibling forever. That won't be any fun. Who's going to play video games with you? You know, who's going to read books with you? Who's going to go to the park and hang out with you? All those cool things, you definitely want your sibling to do. So learn to love your sibling, learn to love your brother, learn to love your sister, and learn to love your friends, okay? Thank you guys for listening. I am so glad again that you were here. Keep doing great things, and we will connect again soon. Parents, I want to thank you for having your kiddos jump on board with me today. I always encourage you all to continue to be great, be amazing, find that energy you need to raise these amazing children each and every day. I'm cheering for you all from here, and know that I appreciate each one of you. If you need to contact me in any way, you can reach me on my website. It is listenandlearnllc.com. The email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Of course, you can connect with me on my business line. That's 678-919-2117. If you need to reach us on social media, I have some cool photos and videos of my kiddos. You can connect with us there. We are on Facebook. Again, it is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. And again, so many fun, cool videos. Go like over there, like our page. You can comment and share some positivity with us there. Of course, we have a physical location here in Kennesaw, Georgia. You can connect with me. You can find the address and all the information on our website. And we also have a virtual location in Kansas City, the Zona Rosa area in Missouri. So feel free to connect with us there. It is by appointment only, so you'll definitely have to call or email me too. And really, honestly, email will be the best preference on that. So email me if you want to schedule an appointment out there. I am here for you. We can do a Zoom, whatever we want to do. You have a free consultation that's available to you, so I'm happy to speak with you more, learn more about your family, share more about me so you can learn more about me, and just hear all about your kiddo so we can make sure that they are an outstanding match for our program, okay? listening, where can you listen to this amazing podcast? You can listen on any podcast listening outlet, anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen, we are there, and I appreciate you all across the globe. 40, almost 40 countries we have amazing listeners in, so I thank you all each and every day for that. All right, I am out of here. I will be back next week. Until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.